was the conversation like about the decision made with Aaron?
Well, the decision to put Aaron on injured reserve was really a product of a number of different factors, and frankly, it was just what we felt was best for Aaron. I mean, he was sore, took a number of hits in Sunday's game, so we felt this was the best decision.
No setback though, Mike, with the collarbone.
He took a number of hits, and with all the factors involved, we felt this was clearly in Aaron Rodgers' best interest. I mean, he's not happy about it. It's a hard day for him. I mean, this is not the way. I don't think any player wants to see their season come. The conclusion of the season, being on IR. We all understand and appreciate and respect his competitive spirit, but we felt as an organization this was in his best interest.
You had to make this kind of move early in the week just to make it final and get
the breath. Well, I think it's in everybody's best interest. I'm not going to sit here and try to act like fake who your quarterback's going to be. I mean, it's important for Brett Hundley to get all the reps. Our game plan reflects how we want to play this game and in all three phases, and I expect to win the game. I mean, the expectations to go out there, Saturday night, it's a division game still. None of us like where we are, angry, disappointed, all those emotions are part of our climate today here. But I expect and I demand our team to go out there and win the game.
That said, do you consider playing some younger guys, maybe some more snaps, just to maybe
preparing to win the game, Bill? I mean, there's a couple roster moves that are in, a couple things probably still going to happen here as we move through the next 24 hours. So, my job's to get the 46 ready that are going to be activated and make sure we have the flexibility to get ready to play, a game against a team that's playing extremely well. They're really in the groove. Their tape is very impressive. They're well coordinated, all three areas. They're playing at a very high level. We're going to be playing in a cold game here Saturday night. So that's really what our focus is.
You said there's no setback with Aaron. Would he be able to play if the playoffs were still in contention?
The decision made today was in Aaron Rodgers' best interest. Okay.
Concerned over Clay or Jari?
Can't really tell you. Without us practicing today to see those guys move, so we'll know more tomorrow. I know they're. We've had extended. We're in the weight room this morning. We've been, pretty much in the classroom since noon. We'll be going through walkthroughs here from now till about 5 o'clock. So, really until we get down on the field tomorrow and move is. We'll have a better idea.
Randall mentioned, that you guys won a lot of games and won for a long time here. How do you ensure that this old standard remains the standard going into next year? Is there anything you can do along those lines? You guys won a lot of playoffs or won a lot of playoffs the last 8 years.
We understand our past success. We had goals set for this year and. Had a lot of challenges, just like every team has throughout the season. I'm personally disappointed that not able to get this team to 10-plus wins. We have a chance to finish strong with two division games, two teams that are playoff teams. So you can carry that into the off season, but, our standards are higher than that. That was important back in 06, finishing the last four games. I think it is very important when you're at the beginning of building a program. We're an established program, but we're no different than any other program. We have to find ways to improve each and every year, whether it's player instruction, player acquisition, player finance. That's what the evaluation period is for after the season. So, unfortunately, we'll start our process earlier than we've had in prior years. But at the end of the day, we – we need to finish strong these next 2 weeks.
The Vikings still have some seeding things to play for. How much of the team do you embrace the spoiler role?
Not really interested in being a spoiler or an underdog. We're the Green Bay Packers. That doesn't change. Our record doesn't change that in my view. So they're coming into Lambeau Field. We fully expect to win the game. They have a lot to play for. They're playing extremely well. Their tape is excellent. Their continuity is as good as we've probably seen all year. Like I said, I think they're very well coordinated, offense, defense, and special teams. So we're just getting ready for the challenge. And I fully expect and demand that our team goes out to win the game.
What's it been like for you in the past 24 to 48 hours processing a new reality? It's been 8 years they made the playoffs to not have that possibility of a final two games. What's it been like for you to process that?
Well, I mean, process. I saw the end of the game last night. I'm disappointed, just like everybody else. But you know, my job is, you know, I'm focused on what's in front of me. And that's to beat the Vikings.
Like, how wide are these 2 weeks important for Brett Hundley and his continuing development?
Very important for Brett Hundley. He's excited. I mean, he's, you know, gets another opportunity. Gets, you know, two division game opportunities. So yeah, this is important for him. It's important for any of the younger players that, you know, may get to play more in this game. So, you know, we'll see how this roster shakes out here in the next 24 hours. So these are opportunities that you can't get in preseason, and you know, to play against this high caliber opponent this time of year. This will be his first, cold game, you know, under 10 degrees or 15 degrees, whatever comes in. So this is a great experience for Brett.
If I could also be the first time that he gets a chance to play a repeat opponent in his career as a starter, what is that like going against the team for the second time, which he hasn't done before?
Good point, Michael, but I think, you know, really coming into the game the way he came in with the other injuries around him, it's a little different. I mean, he's going to have a chance to take the reps from the beginning of the week, prepare. So, but I think the fact that he did get to play against, you know, that defense and the circumstances that he had to play under was a huge, huge challenge. So, you know, I know for as many things that went wrong that day, you know, he felt like he got better. So, I mean, I think it shows the importance of live action, and that's why statistics don't always tell the story. I mean, obviously the statistics were all very negative, but the chance to get into that game and to be under fire, you know, with the tackles, you know, we had injuries at both tackles and still, you know, put together the one drive that was productive with a touchdown there to Devontae. So, but he'll be much better prepared for this opportunity. Well, I think if you look at his history in college, I mean, he has history of making plays when, you know, key components, key parts of the game. So I mean, he definitely did that in Tampa Bay and in Cleveland. So, but this is a different challenge. You know, it's one that, you know, we're going to have to play at a very high level. I mean, it starts up front. I mean, their front seven is exceptional. So, and you know, dealing with the type of game we're playing outdoors and so forth. So this will be you know, a great experience for all of our guys because we really haven't had, you know, the cold weather games that we've had in the past. So it's a great challenge.
Are there any others like maybe House or Perry that are you just going to wait till the end of the week?
They're trying. You know, I know Devon's going to practice tomorrow. You know, Nick's going to be probably in the rehab group tomorrow. So, you know, but like I said, until, you know, short week, you know, with the practice structure, you know, it's still only Tuesday. So we'll be in shells and helmets tomorrow. So we'll have a better idea where those guys are. Devontae's in the protocol. I had a chance to visit with him in the training room. He looks good, sounds good. He's frustrated because, you know, the way he feels, but, you know, there's no, you know, you're not halfway in the protocol or halfway out. I mean, you're either in, and unfortunately, you know, he's in it, and he'll just continue to listen to our medical staff.
I certainly don't know how the protocol totally works, but if he's out of the protocol, does he automatically
Well, I think that's really clearly why they have the protocol. I mean, you don't release a player out of the protocol until he's ready to play. So, I mean, that's the way we've always done it, whether that's more conservative, I can't tell you, you know, as far as how we can compare it to other teams. But our players don't come out of the protocol until we feel they're ready to play. That's why you'll see we've had certain players be trial return in practice, you know, because there's different, you know, stages that you have to go through. But until they clear, they're not eligible to play. Jason Wilde was late.
I'll put that on my record.
Well, I want to make sure it's noted.
Does the fact that you're IRing Aaron, though, does that kind of underscore maybe how much risk he took on and how badly he wanted to play when there was something to play for? I mean, I'm guessing you wouldn't put him on IR if there wasn't still some risk to him playing. Does it kind of show just how you and him and guys were fighting for the chance to go somewhere?
Yeah. I think clearly, you know, Aaron's effort and everything he put into getting back to play shows you the will and the character of the football team. I mean, he's the leader. And, you know, I thought he did a lot of really good things in the Carolina game and you know, to come back and have the challenge. I mean, they're an excellent defense. But, yes, I mean, I think it shows you his competitive spirit and, you know, his will to be a champion. And, you know, we fully went into Carolina with the expectations to win the game. You know, the preparation was really, you know, part of my message to the team today, just along with the disappointment of losing and not having the opportunity to move forward. You know, this team has done a lot of really good things as far as preparing to play games. So, and I'm talking about on the practice field and so forth now. You know, what some of our young guys are doing away from here is, you know, probably another question that needs to be answered. But, you know, they give it up for you the right way. So we have that going for us. And, you know, but he's, you know, he's a special player, stating the obvious. But, yeah, he definitely laid it out there for us. Well, we all were. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the first time that, you know, he was hit, you just, you know, I think everybody froze for a second just to make sure he was fine. But, I mean, you can see in his body language and just the way he moved. I mean, he had no hesitation. I mean, he had a ton of confidence, you know, obviously being medically cleared. But he was confident the whole time coming back. I mean, I think just the fact the way his rehab was so successful and he cleared the hurdles so quickly, and his ability to throw the football effortlessly, you know, 3 or 4 weeks prior to playing. So, I mean, obviously Aaron's a very confident individual, but he was very confident going in the game and played that way. So, but that, yeah, absolutely, Jason. I mean, I think we all cringed when he took that first hit, and frankly, when he took the one from behind on the full fake. You know, that was, I mean, that's a bad hit on a good day. You know, on you know, when you're completely healthy, not coming off of what he went through to get back to that for that game.
But there's no second guessing him playing Sunday.
Correct.